The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
It's Monday, and we made it through the weekend, and it kind of was a ragged weekend. I don't know, a lot of people are real tired. That was a very long year-and-a-half ordeal we went through, and now things are beginning to happen which are causing some people to scratch their heads. Others are actually making accusations. I would urge all of you to hold off on making any accusations at this point in time. Let's see what happens. This is a very serious issue. In fact, it is a crossroads in American history and in many ways in Western Christian history. This could well mean the beginning of World War III, or it could mean the beginning of peace and prosperity. We don't know. What we do know is that this planet, especially Western Christian civilization, is controlled by a dark and honestly unimaginably evil, occult, ritualistic, satanic group of people, a cabal, if you will, which goes back many hundreds, if not thousands of years. It dominates nations almost as if they are toys in a sandbox. That's how powerful they are. No, they're not presidents. No, they're not kings. They're above that. They answer to no one. They are above all laws, and I mean laws of morality as well as political. Human life means nothing to them. In fact, morality, just alluded to, kindness and care, mean less than nothing to them. They are in many ways not human by normal measurements. Any normal measurements. Now, Donald Trump is changing positions, or it would seem so, on several of his many, many promises and pledges. His platform, if you read the long list, is extraordinary. It excited people. It energized. It invigorated. It inspired people like no one else I have seen since John Kennedy. We will see what happens. Don't jump to conclusions quite yet. What we're going to do in this first hour is to try to give you a scenario that may or may not work for you. I'm only putting it out there like I do everything else. It's up to you to make the decisions on this. Now, when Donald Trump was on 60 Minutes and said, I don't want to hurt these people, talking about the Clintons, basically disavowing a special prosecutor. And then he said, these are good people. Well, we all know that they're not good people. In point of fact, Donald Trump has said on many occasions, as have millions of Americans, that Hillary Rodham Clinton is the most corrupt criminal, the most evil, heartless monstrosity in American political history, especially ever to run for president. When you just think about what she did to Libya, ordering the death and execution, the hideous execution of Muammar Gaddafi, who was literally en route to surrender, a surrender set up by her State Department. They were under a white flag. Consider how many hundreds of thousands, maybe a half a million people, she and Bill liquidated in Iraq during their first 8 years in the White House, and only 8 years in the White House. Think about the war in Iraq. Think about the war in Afghanistan. Think about all the other things that have resulted from Hillary Clinton's influence, her selling American political strength, American political, we could call it, let's just call it political currency, keep it simple, for money, which all went into the Clinton Foundation. She was selling American influence for money. The Clintons aren't millionaires, they're billionaires now. And if you remember when they left the White House, she said, "We were dead broke." Nobody believed it, of course. It was absurd. Now, the Clintons are not millionaires, they're billionaires. How do I know that? Simply by looking at what happened in Haiti. $7.3 billion came in under the auspices of the directions of Barack Obama and Ban Ki-moon at the United Nations into the coffers of the Clinton Foundation to be distributed as aid to the Haitian people. Only I think it was 2,000 small units were built. Billions of dollars vanished. That's why the Clintons are billionaires now. Think about it. All right, I don't want to spend this whole hour on this, but I do want to mention that when Donald Trump made that statement that these are good people, and a few other things, to me, that read as clear code. He was saying something that was so diametrically opposite of everything that he has ever said about the Clintons, 180 degrees opposite, that no one in their right mind would believe it. And I think he was saying, I am being forced to make these statements. I am following orders. I have had meetings with people, and I have learned things. If you look at the pictures of Donald Trump and Barack Obama in the White House when they had their meeting, look at Trump's face. He doesn't even look like the same man. He looks like someone who has just been sentenced to death. He began to get intelligence briefings a couple of weeks ago, the same that Obama gets every day. And then on Saturday, if you remember, it might have been Friday, but I believe it was Saturday, he was to get the highest level briefing that any American president can get. And Obama called it our deepest, darkest secrets. Now, I'm going to suggest to you that that was part and parcel of probably a sit-down meeting that Donald Trump was invited to, in quotes, with representatives of the global, international, occult, satanic, evil, bankster, Rothschild, international, Federal Reserve, central banking system, elite. And they said, Mr. Trump, thank you for coming. I'm paraphrasing it, and I'm hallucinating basically to come up with this, trying to figure out what it was like. And I know it happened, because Donald Trump is a changed man. Did he do this whole campaign as a lark? Did he con everybody for a year and a half? No. Ask anybody who knows him and read about him, and you will see, read his books. He is a man who values his word above almost anything. When he gives his word, that's it. For him to change so radically and say, no special prosecutor, these are good people, I don't want to hurt them, it tells me a world of things. And I would suggest to you that that meeting may well have gone something like, and it may have involved Henry Kissinger, who is certainly one of the movers and shakers on the planet. Well, Donald, you've made it. We actually allowed you to make it because Hillary Clinton was so dirty, she couldn't serve our purposes. We dropped her. We cut her loose. We threw her under the bus. We tossed her in the dumpster. You won, but it was our doing. And you're president now. We're going to let you be president as long as you play by the rules. And here are the rules. And I do believe that Mr. Trump was given the rules. And he was so shaken and so shocked that it changed his demeanor, and it has caused him to say things that are shocking, that are 180 degrees at variance with what he has always said. Not, well, how many weeks ago did he say, Hillary Clinton, you're going to jail if I get in the White House? Now, some would say he was just using that as an electioneering prank. I don't think so. I think that was the truth, because the man has said the same sort of thing from the beginning. All right, here we are. Don't jump to conclusions. Not yet. I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be other things that Donald Trump will not be allowed to follow through on. Had he been able to appoint a special prosecutor, this thing would have opened up and a lot of people would have been taken down. And the global elite were not going to stand for that. Most of this ultimately points to occult, satanic, ritual abuse, pedophilia, MKUltra, mind control, social engineering, and domination of this planet by a group of people the likes of which few of us could actually understand unless we work in this business, could and do and will continue to control our destiny. And that's the truth. The big tip came in Julian Assange WikiLeaks email about the Podesta invitation for dinner, in which, as I recall, Tony Podesta let John Podesta know that Marina Abramović wanted him very much to come to dinner. This was not an ordinary dinner. We're going to find out more about that now with a young woman who knows an awful lot about what's going on in the world. She has certainly been there in many respects. Her name is Linda Stone. She's been on this program before. Her book is called The Family Tree. She is a survivor of satanic ritual abuse and a survivor of the cult. I'm just going to call it the cult to keep it simple for you. It's there, and it is everywhere. Linda, thank you for being here and welcome back to the program. I didn't mean to go on for so long, but there's so much on the table now.
Well, there is, Jeff, and thank you for having me on. Thank you, everyone, for being on. There's so much to talk about that it's really kind of a tornado, and the way you described it is perfect. You know, as you talked, I thought about the 2 or 3 weeks before John F. Kennedy was killed. Remember that?
We can all go on YouTube
and listen to his...
Yes,
he was trying to
sound the alarm, and he was so brave.
Yeah. And it is a time for bravery. You know, he spoke against the Federal Reserve. He talked about reinstating the gold standard, and most importantly, I believe one of his last speeches was he spoke of secret societies, nefarious secret societies that had been in play for many, many years to bring down the United States of America. So this is a multi-generational, thousands of years cult. That's a good word. Let's just call it the cult, okay? But it's been going on multi-generationally, which my definition, having lived this my entire life, is, you know, that it goes back at least to the 14th century. If not more. Let's think about it. There's a book called The Highest Altar by Patrick Tierney that talks about all civilization is founded on human sacrifice. Okay? And in the book, he talks about the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Druids, on and on.
Fast forward to the Muslims.
Correct. And fast forward to today. You know,
you got
and
it.
Here we have... Here we have the political power at play. What's so fascinating, and honestly, I think the good news is, I really think, you know, first of all, I claim Julian Assange as a hero. He should
be man of the year.
Yes, I'm so grateful to him. I know you are, and all your listeners. Thank you, Julian. You know, we shake your hand, we hug you, honestly, for bringing out the most critical component of this campaign, which was more Franklin cover-up, more JonBenet cover-up, but he brought it out through the Marina Abramovich email, did he not? The spirit cooking. So, you know, we started out, what, a week ago? This is how it's evolved. A week ago, you and I talked about, oh, let's do a call on what is spirit cooking? And it's gone from there to, why is Donald turning course? You know, I mean, it's really, every day it's like a whole new world.
Right.
You know,
what happened to Donald Trump? And a lot of people, especially the Hillary camp, will say, it was a setup. He was just playing with your heads the whole time. He never meant any of it. It were just election tricks, electioneering, just a procedure to gain the trust of the American. No, not true. Not true at all. No one who knows him would buy that for a second. If you study the man, he is absolutely dedicated to honoring his word. This is not a joke. That's one of the things that this sets him apart from many other people. He does give his word, and that's his bond.
Well, you know, when I saw, you know, I've become an expert in body language, I'm sure as you have, just in the work that you do with your amazing website, and to survive what I've survived, you become an expert at survival, right? And first of all, I would like to say publicly that if anything happens to Jeff Rentz or I, a car wreck, a sniffle, you're going to get a blood test and you're declared dead the next day. You know, if anything happens to us, you have your proof that what we're telling you is true. What I would suggest to Donald, because I saw what you said with the body language, I saw him come out of that meeting with Obama, you know, the media was saying, oh my gosh, there's only supposed to be 15 minutes and it's an hour and a half. What's going on? He came out of that meeting like a different person.
Exactly.
He looked like his head was going to blow up, you know? He looked terrified.
He looked conflicted and confused and depressed,
right.
And there was a multiplicity of things that I read and I saw.
Right.
And ever since then, it's been as if a man has been shown behind the curtain, and it was so overwhelming to him, and now he has to come to terms with it. He has to come to terms with the fact that he knows he can't be president and do the things that he wanted to do. There is a bigger control mechanism, and he gave his word, yes.
That he promised us he would do. And I'm thinking of a very close firefighter friend of mine who worked his tail off to become a firefighter. And it's an initiation. I think Donald got the first initiation right, you know, just as the firefighters do. And my firefighter friend, the first thing they showed him, so he worked his tail off to become a firefighter. He gets into the fire department, and what do? First thing they did was show him 10-minute video on what happens to you when you are burned to death. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was the initiation, right? Who knows what they showed Donald? Think of all the videos that are available to show Donald. I mean, you know, this is an hypothesis. We don't know. We also don't live. We're the peons. We're the sheeple. The state owns our butts. That's how they see us. The minute we're born and given a social security number and a birth certificate, they own us. That's how they see us. Okay? So we don't run in their world.
No, we're just units of property, and that's all. Just
right.
Numbers. Digital.
Right. Right. So we can only speculate because we're not sheeple. We know that about ourselves. We are free spirit, and we are of the highest intelligence of the Creator. And they can never take that away from us.
Well, they can certainly try and dumb it down, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of that. Let me do something, Linda. Let me try and make this point. When I talk about the cult, a lot of you will say, okay, City of London, yeah, we can buy that. The Vatican, all right, we understand the connection there too. The Rothschild, the banksters, yeah, we understand that. Okay, but there is more to it than that. And it has to do with, it starts at the top and it goes all the way down. It's in your town. No matter how small your town is, it's in your town. The cult is everywhere. It doesn't just lurk at the highest levels. And I know you mentioned firefighters in small town. It's something that no one can escape. The influence of it, it's in your town, it's on your city council, it's in your county supervisors, it's somewhere, it's there. It owns judges. It's all part of the same thing. We all talk about how federal judges are controlled, placed, and they make a network of basically implementation tools, which is what they do. They make law from the bench often. The cult is everywhere. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, if you went to a psychotherapist and you told them that, they would think you were crazy that you saw everyone as a Satanist, which I've been told. Wow, it seems like your whole world views you see people as Satanist. But what you're saying is absolutely true. Let's say that 1.01% of the world population are multi-generational Satanists. That's not very many, but here's the problem. Multi-generational, from the 14th century on, they have taught their children, because of our beliefs and our practices, number one, we are viewed as what? What do we view Hillary? What do we view Podesta? What do we view Marina Abramovich? What do we view Anton LaVey? What do we view Aleister Crowley? What do we view these freaks? We view them as horrible. You know, read all the comments on YouTube. Oh, these people are horrible, horrible, horrible. But the truth is what you're saying, Jeff, we know someone. Someone that the truth is that people who are not freak shows, which is the image that we've been given the freak show of the artist circus, Marina, before her Anton LaVey, before her Aquino, you know, on and on and on, Manson, we're given all these images, these freak shows. Even Podesta is a freak show. You know, they give us images. This is what a Satanist is. When in reality, in my opinion, it's my humble opinion, but I have lived this my whole life, and it has not been fun and not been easy. In my opinion, the people at the very top, you know, are complete and total people who gave over their selves and their souls and their spirits and their bodies to such evil that they actually became reptilian, demonic prince or principalities, demonic creatures. So at the very top of this whole multi-generational hierarchy are entities. They used to be people, but they gave themselves over to become entities. And if anyone walked in and talked to them and saw them, they would faint and drop dead of fear. Okay?
Right.
And then below them, so they have some kind of coded, bizarre, this is just, you know, 45 years of experience and research here, and having talked to many, many survivors who've been to the pyramids of Giza, to satanic rituals, you know, all of the top satanic people in the world. You know, so it only makes sense that the people at the top are no longer people. They're reptilian, horrible, ugly, demonic creatures. And so they, you know, and then the next level are, you know, they're horrible, they're horrific, they're frightening, but right below them are the families. You know, we read about all these families. We read about the Rockefellers. We read about the...
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Mellons. There's so many wealthy families that go back, you know, a century or two or more.
And let's not forget the Bushes and the Skull and Bones and the Scroll and Key, and it goes on and
Well, we have the Clintons now, the Clintons and the Bushes. Families, the family tree.
Right. So those are below the what I call demonic entities. Those are below them. And they're following the, this interpretation of these aliens, so to speak. Okay, so they're following them. And then they're the minions, which are the politicians, right?
Right.
And those are the presidents. And then you do not ever want to forget that in this whole scenario, there's a dialectic process going on. Best described by Anthony Sutton. You got a little homework there, audience. Google Anthony Sutton, who changed my world in the 80s by reading his book, America's Secret Establishment. I believe you can get it for free online, America's Secret Establishment by Anthony
Sutton. I think you're right. Anthony Sutton, look it up. I think you're right. Very important book.
And very important. He exposed the Skull and Bones, and he talks about these elite. Okay, so that's just the politicians, not the demonic creatures. Remember, they're getting their orders from the demonic creatures. The underground alien ships, like space stations, like a DIA here in Denver, right? So nice. He talks about pitting the right against the left to create a synthesis. But the synthesis is always one thing, and that is a new world order. And that's what we all know and are terrified of, and that's why we saw Donald as our hope, right?
Right.
So this is kind of the hierarchy, and then you get into the freak shows. I call them the freak shows, the Marina Abramovich, Anton LaVey, Michael Aquino, Son of Sam, blah, 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 you know. All these.
Now, these are all available to us in the media. They show up.
This is the image they want us to have. This is the image they want us to have of what a Satanist is. So let me tell you tonight, listener, your worldview is not, if it's not being cracked through this whole election experience, it will become very, very cracked. And what you want to do is not be afraid, because that's what they want. They want you to be afraid, and that's why I would encourage Donald to rise up and say the same thing that Jeff and I are. It's like, hey, you threatened me and my kids and my family, you know, F you. Tell the people the truth. Tell the people the truth. And then if anything happens, they know that you were speaking the truth.
You're right, Linda. That's a pretty tough thing for most people to accept. All right, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to reveal what's behind the curtain. The man, the little man, the ugly little man, the creature who's behind the curtain. That's it. Now, if I do that, I'm going to die. And we know that there have already been at least two attempted assassinations on Trump. Trump may have ridden a wave of public sentiment that might have, the other side of the coin, surprised the globalist controllers. They may have been stuck with him. We don't know. It was either that or they gave up on Clinton and dumped her. One or the other. Trump was not aware of all of the things you are alluding to. And I do believe he was just taken into that realm. I'm not saying they showed up with horns on the top of their heads and forked tails and forked tongues, but they were able to, I think, intimidate the man enough to get him to understand that they're going to let him be president, they're going to let him do a few things, but he's going to have to march to different orders. Now, for a man like Donald Trump, that is almost like death itself. And that's what he's having to come to terms with, in my estimation. And you're going to see other promises and pledges not kept. And you're going to get angry at Donald Trump. But we don't want to blame necessarily Donald Trump for all this. He may love his children. He may not want to die. He may not want to see them die in order to stand up for the truth. Now, John Kennedy, paid the price. He did stand up. He did tell the truth. And that's what it may take. But I don't blame someone for not deciding to die. I don't blame someone for trying to say, well, maybe I can get some of the things I wanted to do done, and maybe I can do some of the things to make America great again. And some of the things are better than none of the things. So these are the kinds of things that a normal human being would have to process before taking the highest road, which would be, as you pointed out, to stand up for the truth. So it's a tough call.
But it wouldn't surprise it wouldn't surprise me if they did show him some horrific videos. You know, when I was doing the research on, I'm sure everyone else did too, on Marina Abramovich, and I've lived through this stuff. I mean, I've lived this stuff 45 years. It's not been fun, folks. Not been fun whatsoever.
And well, a lot of people in your position, Linda Stone, didn't survive.
Right. And I've even seen comments on YouTubes or interviews or whatever, you know, my little limited, my limited resume on the internet. And by the way, you can get my book, which I highly recommend. It was written in the 80s. I'm way ahead of the times with my worldview having been cracked. You can get the book on the family tree and Satanism.
Yeah.
That's the only website you can get it off of. Don't look at any other website, because now I find out there's thieves out there trying to steal my book. As usual,
right. The ultimate backhanded punch in the mouth
Satanism.
Compliment.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, click on Linda's name or just go to The Family Tree and Satanism.com. The Family Tree and Satanism.com. And this is a book that will rock you. It'll shake you, no doubt.
But they have been infiltrating every aspect of our society for centuries. They really started and really infiltrated the Christian church first and foremost, creating the Vatican, right? You know, that's
sure.
why we read all these horrible things about all the pedophilia and the nuns having babies and sticking them behind the wall, and you know, it's like nothing new under the sun. Everything's been going on forever. But where was I going with all this? Oh, back to Donald. It would not surprise me whatsoever that they did show him. When I saw the videos that Marina Abramovich had done of depicting
her rituals
sacrifice.
And all of that, and
it blew my mind. It was it's exactly just showing someone eating this woman that was a cake looked like the real thing, and it looked like exactly what my daughter described to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to watch it over and over and read it over and over, and it's like, oh my God, this is a cake. Was it really a cake? I don't know. You know, they had a model, quote-unquote, in a vat of blood. You know, supposedly it was pig's blood. We don't know. We weren't there. Think of what they could have showed him. The real deal. Here's the deal. These people that are into Satanism, first of all, how did they get into it? Well, back in the Mayan and Aztec and Druid days, why was human sacrifice? Why was human sacrifice very well described in the book The Highest Altar by Patrick Tierney? Why was it the foundation of all civilization?
That's
because
a very
somehow,
true statement, too. That it how, of all things human and all things that humans can engage in, why is human sacrifice historically at the foundation of so many power structures? It's bizarre.
It's very good question, is it not? And I believe it's multifaceted answer, but basically humans figured out way back then that if they create a tremendous energy of extreme, what's an extreme physical energy that you feel? Orgasm? Isn't that an extreme, wonderful, pleasant human energy? Yes. What's an extreme negative human energy? Pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something extreme. And the more pain, what they discovered was the more pain you create in your victim or your enemy. Remember, you know, that what was that movie, Apocalyptico, that showed the truth?
Right. Mel Gibson's movie, yeah.
Right. If you go down to, you know, South America like I did, and you go to Tikal, and you go to these, you know, Chichen Itza, all it is, it's all about human sacrifice. And you're like, oh, my gosh.
That's what the pyramids were, the Aztec pyramids.
Exactly.
What they would do, and they were so steep, when they would cut the heart out of the living person, they would hold the heart up and throw it in the big vat up there, and then they'd throw the body down the steep steps, and they would cartwheel and careen down, and they would be grabbed at the bottom by the local villagers who would show up by the thousands to watch this, and they were then eaten. These were cannibalistic societies. Not many anthropologists want to even talk about this, but those bodies were all protein, and they were consumed.
Right. But why? What is the fundamental belief system behind why they did this?
Fear. Know? Fear. It's all about fear, isn't it?
Well, also that it really boils down to this. When you create an extreme energy, remember we learned about when you kill, if you're a meat eater, and how horrible it is when they kill cattle in a really bad way where the cattle know they're going to be killed.
Well, that cattle terrified. Absolutely know. I'm a vegan, and this is one of the most repulsive things I can imagine. To see a liberal who claims to be a greenie for the planet, environmentalist and all that, and they eat meat? How do you reconcile that when these animals, sentient as they are, know exactly what's going on? I don't know how you can participate
in that. They smell
it,
they smell death, they know death, and so they become more and more, terrified? I mean, it's human nature that when you know, or animal nature, when you know and smell and sense and can feel that you're going to your death, you're absolutely terrified. What does that release, Jeff? It releases tremendous amounts of cortisol and adrenaline.
And a lot of people who are meat eaters love to eat steaks because they are full of cortisol and adrenaline, and they get high on it.
Exactly. So translate that into the belief system of Satanists. When a human innocent, a brand new baby just born, how about a baby that's not even born yet? Okay. How about a really young innocent child? Purity is completely defiled. And they torture. You know, they have so many sophisticated methods. You know, MK Ultra mind control, that's a whole another hour call. You know, so many sophisticated methods of creating extreme pain and torture in an innocent. It's always got to be innocent, okay? Always innocent, always pure.
And what is more innocent than a young child of 4 or 5 or 6 years of age?
Or even 4 months.
It doesn't matter. They fragment the consciousness into pieces, and then they maintain control over those pieces, even though they're quasi reassembled. They often control these people, and there are maybe millions of them on the planet that have been and are involved in this kind of control. We call it mind control, MK Ultra, but it's all about satanic ritual abuse and how they break the psyche into pieces, reassemble it, and control it.
But then what about the victims? So you take this child and you torture it, and then you revive it. You know, it's almost near death, and then you revive it through your medical abilities. You've got a doctor there, and you revive the child, and you torture it some more. So you're creating this enormous amount of suffering and pain. And then you finally kill this child, and you release that, and then you consume the body parts, as Marina Abramovich talked about. Semen, bloody, but you know, body parts, body fluids, semen, breast milk, blood, urine, you name it, it's always about body fluids. Why?
But she came out when she was busted, she tried to say, no, all these things you're hearing, they're just words to describe
art.
My art. That's right.
It's all art. Yeah, it's always sold in the realm of it's only science. It's only art. It's only knowledge. You know, you're just and you know, there were so many defenses about her and I'm saying that she's a freak show. You know, she's not
of course
she's
she
a
is.
Wannabe. She's a wannabe.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
because
that's a good
the
way
people
to put it.
The people really doing this stuff would never, you know, the Romneys of the world or the George Bushes of the world, they would never be that sloppy. I mean, honestly, you have to look at the Clinton disgusting, nasty, evil, you know, it always blows my mind to see her eyes rolling around in her head like a clone that's losing its battery, you know. It's like,
that's funny. Yeah, you must have viewed her in a very unusual light with your experience and background.
I thought, my personal opinion was the demons were short-circuiting her and she was becoming one of those, you know.
Well, she used that very expression. That her brain had short-circuited.
Exactly. But, you know, the point is, they consume this energy. Why? You know, go back to the Mayan, the Aztecs, the Druids. Why did they do this? Because they learned that when they consumed this extreme energy that was embodied in the physical bodily fluid.
And remember, it's electromagnetic we're talking about, real energy.
Yeah.
This isn't just some voodoo stuff. This is real energy, and it is absorbable and consumable.
And they become more powerful. And what are they about? Money and power.
Right.
The more power you have, the more money you get. The more money you have, the more power you get. What was amazing to me in this whole WikiLeaks, and thank you, Julian, you know, revelation that what finally came out, and, you know, was another Franklin cover up, but coming out, you know, another JonBenet, but more evidence, you know, what's, you know, and I read all the refutations of, oh, it's just art, you know, and oh, I'm not a Satanist.
She was busted, though, because of the films she had made of her, quote, art and of her ritualism. They're there. And
right. So. And Lady Gaga and all the music celebrities there. You know
there's there's a video of some celebrities, and they're talking about what they have to do to gain unlimited wealth, success, and power, and how they've all sold out and made the deal. The traditional expression is made a deal with the devil, but that's really not so far off from exactly what's happened. And they talk about how gross it is, but they still do it. They have no problem doing it. They'll trade anything for celebrity because that's power too.
Right. So when they eat the bodily fluids, which is what spirit cooking is all about, is you take bodily fluids and you're melding them together. You don't have to cook them, but you're just putting them all together to feed the energy of lust, power, and control for themselves. Guess what happens, though? This is the amazing part that no one ever thinks about or talks about. Guess what happens when you engage in this? Not only do you become the most miserable creature that ever lived, you can't get out. Not only are you the most miserable creature, you've got all the money in the world now, you've got all the power in the world, your eyes are spinning around in your head, and you now have demons in you and entities in you and reptiles in you that are insatiable.
This is not a joke or an exaggeration.
They're insatiable.
There's possession on top of all the rest of it. You've got mind control perpetrated by humans, and you have spirit entities. They're around. They're here, and you can become... Oh. Easily, you open the door, they're going to come right in. Many will come in anyhow.
And then you've seared your conscience, because all of us have an innate conscience. We all know right from wrong.
Right.
You know, 99% of us would
never
heard
of that. We're born with that. We have a moral compass when we're born.
Right. And they've crossed that line, right, with eating poop or, you know, and then,
that
you know.
That too. I've seen the videos on the internet about this if you want to do the research. And these people are obviously speaking of something which they experienced. It's not
the facts are, this is what people really can't believe, is once they've engaged in it, not only have they seared their conscience, but they have also increased their power. And that's what they feel. The problem is they now are addicts. So what my daughter said to me, who had been lived this on a daily basis, what my daughter said to me was one of the most powerful things I can tell you of about this realm, which is, Mom, everyone thinks they're so religious, but guess what? In reality, they're just addicts. They're addicted. They cannot stop if they wanted to. So then it becomes an addiction. And then you see...
Oh, power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Absolutely.
And
sure.
then you see the addiction, and then you see the sloppiness. In my opinion, the Clinton...
They got sloppy. They almost
were so
asking
sloppy.
To be busted, in a way.
I couldn't believe how sloppy and cocky they had become.
Yeah.
You know, Podesta, if you Google on YouTube, Podesta, who is Podesta? Just Google that. You know, he's not just a campaign manager, you know. He was not just an advisor to Obama. He's an image creator for multinational corporations. You know, and you told me, and we talked about it together, look at what he did to his hands. His hands are mutilated. He mutilated his own fingers, you know.
I had the picture up. Yeah.
Yeah, his guru, his spiritual advisor, said to mutilate your fingers and eat the pain. You know, she also, if you go and look at Marina, she is, you know, very much training people to be, you know, you can't talk or eat or drink anything for 3 days. That's typical Satanism. But it's not typical multi-generational Satanism. You see, the multi-generationals are the ones who know all about the... how to draw
the old. They know the old knowledge. This woman is more of a pop star, self-styled.
Right. She's working for them, but she's a wannabe. I maintain that Clinton is a wannabe, and she hung around with the hobnobbed with the multi-billionaires, and she wanted to be, so she was willing to do anything, and did anything, sold our country out the window. We're very fortunate and blessed, and thank God every day that we're not blown up, because every single one of our defense secrets is gone.
Long gone. Went to the Chinese. The Clintons sold them five of our number one top-of-the-line supercomputers, five of them. And you know how they did it? The Chinese signed a letter promising that they would never use these supercomputers for anything military. And the Clintons said, fine, well, you can have them. Of course, it's a joke. It's a slap in the face to all of us. It was all for money. That's all it was. They've been at this a long, long time.
Yep.
So, yeah, and we are, by the way, we've been dragged. If you remember Vladimir Putin, after the St. Petersburg Economic Conference, he sat the Western media down at the table, and he spent about 15 minutes with him, and he said, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? You're not going home and telling your countries, your populations, your audiences, the truth about what's going on. And what's going on here is that we are being dragged toward World War III. You can go, can find the speech that he made to them. You can get the translation. I'm not exaggerating. It's right there.
So do you think, let me ask you a question. Do you think Donald's been told that World War III will happen regardless?
If that's what they want, if that's what they want to happen, yes. And we know that they like war. They didn't have a problem at all with 60 million dead in World War II. They get off on that. Not only do they make money, but the energy of death is something that they absorb. It's electromagnetic, it's spiritual, whatever you want to call it. When the human body dies, I think it loses 2 grams of weight, if I remember correctly. And that's the electromagnetic field that leaves the body. And if you talk to anyone who's had an after-death or a near-death experience, and I have, and I didn't used to buy into it, but it's true, there's a whole other thing going on out there. When you die, you don't die. But that's another story. Now, what happened to Donald Trump, we don't want to say that Marina Abramovich came and talked to him. No, that's not it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about an extreme high level, the global elite, the Kissingers of the world. They very well may have sat down with him at some private, very private location and just laid it out. Donald, we're going to let you be president. You can do this, you can do that, but there are some things you can't do. And one of them is hire a special prosecutor to crack open the embezzlement, the treason, the satanic ritual abuse, all of that would have come out, and how widespread that is in the halls of Congress. It is unbelievable. It's everywhere, just like in the Catholic Church. It's everywhere. And I go yep. back to my original statement. It's in your town. It's in your village. Doesn't
the chances are very high that you know, if you're on this call, you know someone who is a Satanist. Does that mean you're supposed to freak out and try to figure out who or which person you know is a Satanist? No. It's just reality. What you're saying, Jeff, is true. What's important, what do we do about all this negative nightmare situation we're in? You know, Donald being threatened, maybe he was shown a video.
They could have shown a video to Donald Trump of him in bed with a 9-year-old boy that was completely artificially, digitally created and looks 100% real. Or they could have shown him a video from behind the shoulders, behind the back of a sniper with a rifle pointed at his head from 300 yards. That existed.
Yeah,
that happened.
Or they could have shown him a They could have shown him a video of these reptilian creatures.
Anything.
That are running the
show. Anything. Maybe it was just verbal. We don't know. It's all guesswork. But something has happened to Donald Trump to change him. He will never be the same. He has been taken in to the outer fringes. This is a tangential kind of a thing of the most evil elite on the planet. And that is the truth. That's what we're seeing. You know, what I'd like to do, Linda, is have you come back here in a couple of weeks. Let's watch this unfold and see what he does. And I want to see how many of his promises are broken. And let's try to analyze them in terms of what we've discussed tonight. Well, that
let's watch and keep evaluating what's going on. Meanwhile, I mean, in my opinion, the most important thing we can do as people is, number one, shine the light on the darkness. Take care of yourself and your family. Become very prepared. And don't be afraid, because that's what they live off of, is fear. And support people.
Yeah, let me add to support people, but not me, but kindness and care. Remember the cremation of care at the Bohemian Grove. That's not a joke. Like, they cremate care. Care and kindness is really critically important, and you must hold that as one of your highest and most sacred possessions, because you're given that opportunity. And it is, it's so special and so important. That's what they want to eradicate first.
And love.
Very quickly.
What's happening to love?
That's the biggest one of all, of course. That's right. That's the most powerful thing in the universe. Love. No question.
And get rid of hatred and vengeance and fear out of our lives, because those are the emotions that they thrive on. And, get my book. I mean, read all about it.
The Family Tree
and Satanism, Linda Stone. It's been around since the 80s.
All right, it's right there. Just click on Linda's name or go to the site, and let's watch what happens. Thank you for that. That was quite a very vivid look at something that most people never think about.
Yeah, our worldview is cracking for most people.
Indeed.
That's a good thing. It's better to know the truth than live in darkness and being programmed.
Well, I
think
so.
Thank you, Linda Stone.
Thanks so
much, Jeff.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good night. All right, that's hour number one, and you'll hear nothing like that on talk radio anywhere else. It's for you to consider and make your own decisions about, but there is an awful lot of data on the Internet, in YouTube, that will shock you and validate and underwrite everything you just heard. All right, we'll be right back with Hour 2.